Welcome to Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and other exciting people that support Amatic's mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans.
Dean, welcome to Impact Live Wire. I really appreciate you joining us this month. We know you're a busy, busy member of Amatic. We know you're the placement assessment chair. We also know you're a member of the math and its applications for careers. And more importantly, we know you're the Amatic president, which is the Maryland state affiliate for our organization. So we know you're extremely busy and active member of our organization. What are you focusing on right now?
Well, let's see, take it one step at a time. MMATIC, Maryland Mathematical Association of Two-Year Colleges. We just had our conference in May. We have an annual conference. It's a spring conference every year. We just finished that one. That, in fact, our keynote speaker for that was Ben Orland, who's also going to be the keynote at the AMATIC conference in Toronto. We're in the process of organizing the AMATIC conference for spring 2023, and that's going to be hosted by one of the colleges in Maryland, Carroll Community College. So we're working on that now. We're just now forming the committee, that the organizing committee that's going to get everything together. We know that the conference will be on May 26, 2023.
And what has been the biggest surprise you've had as a member of AMATIC, and why?
I have to talk a little bit about history. I was, the first year that I went was 1991, and that was to Seattle, Washington. A colleague of mine had suggested that I join AMATIC. His name is Greg Fiore. He suggested that I at least check it out because I was really into NCTM, National Council of Teachers of Mathematics at that point, because I did a lot with the pre-service teachers. I thought, well, okay, I'll just try AMATIC. We'll see what happens, right? And I went and I was so impressed with just how everything was run. It was very professional. The all of the sessions were so informative. People were very friendly and willing to help and willing to give you hints and materials and things like that. I hadn't encountered that at NCTM as much. And so I was overwhelmed with that. Also, everybody seemed to really know each other and be like a community. And I thought, well, that goes really well with community colleges. On top of that, community college focus, that's a really difficult thing to find in this country. Yes, you've got your 4 years and you've got your K through 12, but you don't really see much in terms of just community colleges. So I found that this was really an eye-opener and so wonderful and pleasing. So I've been coming for the most part ever since, whenever I can get here.
And what is your vision for either AMATIC or even the PAC and even for that aspect, the MAC committee that you you serve on? What's your vision for the near future?
Well, we have a lot going on. For MAC, of course, we're looking at the STEM initiatives. I'm sure that we're going to do a lot more with that in the coming years. For MMATIC, we're looking to increase our participation and our membership. Of course, everybody always is. We want to get people more involved. We want to do more things. So we're actually looking at trying to get webinars started for our affiliate. So we'll talk about it more at our business meeting in January. We'll talk about what we want to do for webinars and get some of them set up. And hopefully some people will come from outside of MMATIC too in the spring. Placement and assessment, there's an awful lot going on. As you know, there's pre-COVID, and then there's COVID, and then there's post-COVID. But at the same time as pre-COVID, right when we were starting into that, we were also looking so intensely at using alternative placement instruments. There's been an expansion of that, especially since there's the 4 years, of course, are going away from using SAT, ACT scores. So they're following the suit of the community colleges. But we're also, the community colleges are really looking at, you know, all the different ways that we can help, and they're going to be successful. And that seems to be the biggest focus that we need to be working on. Also, there's another issue that came up during the pandemic more than anything else, and that is the question of proctoring. Remote proctoring. There's an awful lot of buzz about that all throughout the country, different trends that are going on. So we're really starting to take a look at that as well and see what we can come up with there.
You're a member of both, obviously, the state affiliate being Maryland MAMATIC and also AMATIC. Which one did you join first? Was it the national or the state affiliate?
Oh, that's a good question. I believe I joined AMATIC first, although it's very hard to say because actually I had been involved with something called DEAM, which is Developmental Mathematics in Maryland. And I'd been involved in that for quite a while. You know, it was so long ago. We're talking 1990-ish, okay? That's an awful long time ago. But I was involved with all of that back then and still, and I'm glad I'm involved with it all still now. To an extent, it's been a long journey.
And you talk about this journey and over the course of your journey, what has been the best resources that have helped you along the way?
Well, believe it or not, finally sat down and read Crossroads and Beyond Crossroads. And I found that those were extremely helpful, along with some of the things that I got over the years from NCTM when I was focusing on the pre-service and in-service. When Impact came out, that was really wonderful because then I was able to focus in a different direction. So that's been very helpful with me with my teaching now in recent years. So all of that, plus all of the different talking to people, getting a lot of ideas during the conference and during postings on Impact Live, all of the networking that's been going on. MMATIC, there's so many things going on in Maryland that learning about the different things here and what different people are doing, taking those ideas and going back into the classroom with them, they've all been very valuable.
Who has been your biggest supporter or mentor or role model over the course of your career?
Well, that actually goes back to the 1970s and 80s. to someone that taught me in college. His name was Bob Becky. I was at Towson State University at the time. He was the one that got me involved in math. I really didn't even think I was going to be able to teach math. He got me involved in math, looking toward a whole career. Then over the years, every time something came up, he was the one that sat there and said, you can do this. You know, check this out, do this, go here. For many, many years, he was the one. Then when I got to the Community College of Baltimore County, it was a Dundalk Community College originally. And Greg Fiore was the person that got me involved in AMATIC and MMATIC. Along with Nancy Jones. Both of them are retired now, but Greg was really very pro-AMATIC. And so when I went my first year, he actually took me around, introduced me to people, got me involved in some of the committees and everything else. So I have to say more recently, it was Greg, but initially it was Bob.
What's something about you that most people familiar with you or your work wouldn't know?
Oh, geez, there's lots of that. let's see. Probably no one here knows that I used to DJ and teach country western dance. It's something that I did for, oh, gosh, almost 10 years.
Really?
Wow. Yes. So in the 90s. Started with the Achy Breaky and kept going.
Where can our listeners connect with you, either online or offline, if they want to know more information about the PAC, Placement and Assessment Committee, the MAC, the Mathematics and Careers, Applications to its Careers, or MMATIC, the Maryland State Affiliate? Where can they connect with you?
Well, the best way is to go to Impact Live. And to go in there, you'll find me listed lots of places. That would be probably the best place. And just click on my email and send me something. I really would love to have some people talk to me. Anything, questions, or if I can help out in any way, I'm here.
Thank you for everything you do for AMATIC, and we really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Well, thank you. This is a really fun time. Thank you, Evan.
So that wraps up this month's interview. Please join us again next month. And until then, continue to make an impact every day.